Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Saeed, with the Global Telesummit series From Heartache to Joy. Our topic for today is with our very favorite Jo Fernandez. She's been on the show many, many times. And our topic today is expanding your prosperity consciousness. Lead yourself to abundance with conscious awareness. Now, here's the thing. Are you aware that everything you attract into your life, whether it's money, wealth, people, events, health, circumstances, you attract into your life not by what you do or what you have, but by who you are. And you can know everything there is to know about finance, investment, stock markets, real estate, but if your awareness or consciousness around money is based on the scarcity program, then you will never have a sense of enough. You will never be truly financially abundant, regardless of how much you have. Many of you are probably already experiencing this, and many are probably going to say, this has been true for me in my life. Because here's the thing, unless you expand your prosperity consciousness, your relationship with money will remain unchanged, and therefore your circumstances with money will remain unchanged. When you receive more money, your financial confusion and discontent with the lack thereof will simply grow in proportion to the amount of money you obtain. So important to understand that. So stop falling for get-rich-quick money-making schemes. Instead, focus on Jo Fernandez's unique prosperity consciousness philosophy of life. This is so exciting because she's going to talk about some very important stuff today. So make sure you are fully present and paying attention. We're going to talk about how you can learn how your triune brain determines your wealth and what the missing link is, which will create a financial breakthrough for you. Discover how to connect with your heart and mind and find happiness and wealth. Find out why your soul star chakra is the key to manifesting health and wealth. Learn why your inner child is keeping you financially broke. Find out what your hidden gifts are and how easy these can lead you to true wealth. So we're going to talk about these and some other really exciting things today with Jo. She's also going to be connecting with you guys, doing one-on-one readings. So make sure you're on the phone for that and then press star 2 in order to be placed in the queue. So in Jo's own words about herself, she says, I'm a doctor of cymatics and bioenergetic medicine and have been involved in healing and research for over 20 years. I'm an energy healer and mentor, constantly creating and developing new methods. Radionics is key to my work as it encompasses all of us, inside and outside, the micro and the macro. I also have a background in quantum science. In the quantum field, anything and everything is possible. With that exciting note, let's welcome Jo Fernandez back to the show. It's awesome to have you back, my dear. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, Iram. Thank you very much for having me on. And I'm delighted to speak about my topic and, you know, see where it goes.
Well, and it's always a delight to have you back with us. And as I've said many times before, Jo is one of those healers whose number I always have on speed dial, because when I personally need help or I need help for any of my family members, she is truly one of the top two or three healers that I reach out to. She's exceptionally good at what she does, but at the same time, she's just so wonderful. She's so gentle. She's so kind. She's so generous and loving that it's just always a joy to work with Jo. And one of the people that I highly recommend with 100% confidence that if you work with her, she will take care of you. So on today's show, I want to ask you, Jo, what exactly is this triune brain and how does that determine our wealth and financial breakthrough?
Yes, It's the most important aspect of us, and it's something that we've got to give it a lot of attention. Without addressing issues in our triune brain, we just cannot move forward with anything. Basically, it's three brains, the reptilian, mammalian, and human. Now, we all have the same financial desires. We want to live life as an idealized version of who we think and believe we can be with our money. The problem is the complication with the three brains. The reptilian brain will sabotage anything you're doing. Its job is survival and predictability. And 24/7, it'll constantly keep asking, am I safe? Will I survive this? So immediately you're compromised there. And then we've got the mammalian brain, which is also our limbic part of the brain. And this is an emotional sense of belonging with community. And this is very, very important. And this is the question it will keep asking in any situation. Am I loved? Do I matter? And these are so fundamental. And of course, there's the human prefrontal cortex or the neocortex, the third brain, which is our human brain. It's concerned with future goals, self-actualization. And its question is, what can I learn from this? But over 90% of our actions and all are determined by the reptilian brain and the mammalian brain. So our animal brains, this the mammalian and reptilian, want to keep us where we are, seek the familiar and unknown. They crave prediction. Because it is safe and predictable, and the human brain wants to advance and grow and change. Mm. Animal brains will just keep us where we are. So they're already at loggerheads with each other by nature. And it's frustrating when we want to change, and any animal brains categorically say, no, you don't want to move. To change, also, change would require a lot of energy, and the brain's job is to conserve as much energy as possible in case of a real threat. Change in and of itself is a threat to our animal brains because it's unknown. Our current association, beliefs, and stories about money are safe and predictable. We can't really become who we want to be with money because we are too attached and habituated to who we have been with money. However, we are operating with money right now is our natural conditioning and being done subconsciously without thought. So whatever we are doing now, if we're failing at money, that's our subconscious conditioning. And to change that, we really need to move forward. So how can we change this? Our reptilian brain will allow impulsive gain. So we set a goal. Some of us will achieve the goal, some of us won't. But even those who achieve that goal, once it's achieved, then the brain simply gets that area, that brain simply gets bored and we can't move forward. And this often happens sort of in, you know, whatever we're trying to manifest, money, weight issues, whatever. Also, the reptilian brain will allow automatic habits. So these are concerned with changing habits and implementing new routines. But of course, if we've formed these habits over prolonged periods, and we can't change that.
Mm-hmm.
Our mammalian brain, on the other hand, handles the four most charged emotions around money. These are the deepest ones, changing your identity, changing your beliefs, your worldview, self-image, judgments about yourself and others. Most beliefs and assumptions and biases you hold are associated at this level. So we've already, before we even start, we're compromised by this, the animal brains. So we need to move forward. We need to change a lot. We need to tame these animal brains. And that's what, you know, I've set out to do with my package, is to establish which brain a person is in, how they're sabotaging their chances of moving forward into prosperity, etc. And but it's a lot of tools to make sure, because a lot of people will just try and change habits and nothing happens. Others just change beliefs and nothing happens. But you've got to change all three.
Yeah. And I wanted to address a question, Joe. Thank you for explaining what you just did. How, you know, for example, this question is from Glenn, who's saying, does your method help eliminate deeply ingrained subconscious beliefs, patterns, and programs that keep people from manifesting what they desire? And as you answer that, you know, how is what you do different from other programs that also perhaps work on changing the subconscious belief system?
Yes, I use a multifaceted approach and really getting to the root of those subconscious patterns. Some of them are so deeply ingrained. We've always got the inner child, which sort of presents its own problems. So that has got to be dealt with. So each area has got to be dealt with. And as I said, some people will only address some aspects of this and not all of them. We have to address all and then make the unconscious conscious, so move into that. And then we do that by getting clarity of what the person actually wants and move with those goals, which are not the goals of the reptilian brain, but the goals of our human brain.
Cool. Now, you mentioned the inner child, because I know in your work, you actually combine all of this, and you also work with the soul star chakra. Tell
That's
us
right.
how that affects our ability in manifesting health and wealth.
Well, the inner child is an unconscious part of who we are. So this is, again, you know, sort of, you know, our beliefs of who we are, basically our identity. So, and it lives inside of us. It's a psychological reality that should really be taken very seriously, because without dealing with that, a lot of people are stuck. And today, you know, there are so many people stuck with all sorts of things that were happening to them in childhood. So this is it. When dealing with an unhealthy childhood, you know, the person will learn to internalize all negativity, and after repeatedly being mistreated, they might think they deserve to be treated poorly. In this way, the inner child can become wounded. You might have got over the pain of that event, but even if you think you did, but you don't. If this is the case, you have a wounded inner child, and this could show up as fear of abandonment, inappropriate guilt, trust issues, easily getting angry, trouble letting go of things, and heaps of others. Whatever our thoughts and what we said to ourselves and beliefs that were formed from our perceptions, it's only how we perceive things which actually have become our reality and not what is actually true. So all along, we have this, the person has the responsibility for the world they live in. So their awakening and empowering begins the moment that inner child starts with expressing themselves authentically and without shame. But all the traumas, etc., have got to be dealt with so that they slowly sort of awaken and come back to the authentic self. I had a very interesting case with Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
She was struggling with loss of hair when she came to me, and that's all she came to me for. It was
loss of hair.
Loss of hair, yes. So, but it was soon evident when I was working with her that there was much more going on beneath the surface. She had a wounded inner child, which she felt unworthy of love. She lost everything, her thriving business, her home, her looks, and much more that, you know, mm-hmm. I wouldn't put on here, but believe me, there was lots. And now her hair, what she came to me for. The sad thing was she felt so unworthy of love that she literally gave up everything, just gave it away because of it, and almost became destitute. Mm-hmm. So with her, I worked with calling all her soul fragments to healing the inner child, the fears, the deep wounds. And she suddenly, just one session, after a few sessions, obviously, but that one session was quite dramatic in the sense, suddenly awakened, and she returned to her true self, to a sovereign beingness. So this is a woman who sort of ended up with so much, and then she ended up in one room in a house and lost everything. And I mean, to make it worse, you know, sort of even the dental procedure sort of made her feel so unworthy because it just messed up her face. It was really heartbreaking to hear her story. But she's gone on now. She's, at the time of putting my application for this, she was on 100,000, and she's making much more of that. She's in her new home.
Wow.
Extremely happy. Great joy. And you know, everything's flowing in her life. But this is it. Once we unlock that key, then you always, you know, will be able to move forward.
And that is just fascinating. Can we do, you know, I want to give people a chance to actually experience some of it today. So on the one-on-one, can you tell us what you're going to be looking for, Joe? And is there going to be any, healing work? We understand it's just a few minutes. It's kind of just a taste of what they're going to experience.
I'm going to do a taster and see, you know, basically trying to identify one of those core wounds or whatever comes up, whatever is sabotaging.
All right, so... Okay, beautiful. So, guys, if you are not yet on the phone, please call in. You have to be on the phone lines, and then press *2 to raise your hand. I'm just going to go with caller number 1416 area code. You are on. So this is about whatever is blocking you financially. We're going to try to find that out. Caller number 1416 area code. You're unmuted.
Hello?
Hi, who's this? We can hear you. All right, we're going to move on to caller number 2. Area code is 920. You are unmuted now.
Hello, this is Linda.
Oh, hello, Glenda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, I would love to know what my money blocks are.
Awesome.
Okay, so what are you struggling with at the moment?
More goes out than comes in.
Right, okay. Do you feel invalidated? That's what I'm picking up.
Oh, yeah, very.
Right, there's a lot of it's coming from childhood.
Okay.
All right. Right, okay, so age 3. Did you have some sort of a trauma there?
Not that I'm aware of. I can go back to 2, but I don't remember 3 too much.
Right, okay, it's roughly around that age, is plus or minus. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Right, yes. It's that trauma is creating problems around you being in or feeling invalidated. A lot of this is how we perceive our environment. And obviously, as a little child, you perceived that you weren't good enough or whatever. So let's try and clear that.
Okay, great. What would I? What
do? Right. Okay. So I'm just going to start some clearing, and I'm just going to ask you to give me some feedback. So I'm just going to clear that trauma first.
Okay.
Yes, I'm also picking up, you've got an imbalance in your star chakra. So just clearing all the energies there. Okay, how does that feel?
I feel much lighter. I felt it leave my solar plexus up to my heart, and then it went up to the beyond the crown. It felt
wonderful.
Really good.
All right, wonderful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Awesome.
Pleasure.
That was wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ram. Thank you, Joe. Very
You're
much.
You're so welcome, dear.
Blessings.
Blessings to you as well, sweetheart.
Likewise.
All right. Yeah, let's move on to the next caller. That is area code 323. Let's see what your money blocks are, dear. 323,
Hi
you
there.
Are on.
Hi there. This is Doreen.
Hello.
Hello, Doreen.
Hello.
Hello, Doreen.
Hello, and thank you for calling upon me.
All right.
Money
what,
blocks.
How can I help? What are your blocks? What are you?
Well, I think there's like a glass ceiling, and when I think I'm breaking through it, I get a little nervous.
Ah, right. Okay. Right. You've actually got some blocks in your hara.
Oh.
Okay. Let's clear that. Okay, I'm also picking up issues of unconditional love.
So I'm blocked in. I'm blocked regarding that?
Yes, I'm afraid so, yes.
Okay.
We'll just clear that.
Thank you.
That's opening up nicely. How does that feel?
Wow, it feels lighter. I was when you first started, period, I was feeling this energy like from the my whole front chest area, including the heart, going all the way to the back. And it was like
right.
There was this clearing happening.
Yes, you were clear. You were quite blocked there.
Yeah. Oops. But yeah, I can totally sense the difference.
Yes. How does the heart, that area, feel, the chest area?
There's still tingling there. There's still, like, work being done, so to speak.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Around you. Right, okay. How does that feel?
It feels so much lighter. It's like I've had a bath of light.
Oh, wonderful.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
Thank you so
much. I love that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, Joe, as you're working with these ladies, anyone else that has similar issues, would they be getting cleared as well, or is it just personal?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we all connected, and more so now, you know, this is happening, that connection is getting stronger and stronger.
Beautiful. So just be open to receiving.
Absolutely. Yes.
And you will, you'll feel the energy coming in.
That's
how
right.
Cool is that? All right, so we have a caller from South Africa who wrote in also on the webcast requesting a healing. Maniba, so you are unmuted now, my dear. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Irem. Hi, Joe.
You're
very welcome.
Maniba.
Yes, so I would love, thank you. I would love any help to remove financial blocks in my life, please.
Right, what's happening at the moment?
Financially, very stuck. My husband lost his business, you know, so things are not going very well. Got two sons at university, fees needs to be paid. So, yeah, things are just a bit bad at the moment.
Right, okay. Well, we'll see what comes up with you.
Okay.
I'm getting isolation.
Okay. Well, we're still in that's so weird. We're still level 2 with the COVID. So, yeah, everything is a bit stuck also. You can't really do much.
No, yes, of course not. Yes, in the climate, yes.
Yeah.
But do you find that this situation is really affecting you?
As in the COVID situation or the
That's
financial
right. the
situation?
The lockdown, yes.
The Yeah, well, it felt like things were moving a bit. I started a small business, a glass business, just before we went into lockdown, and that also just went dead.
Right, okay. So let's come up with that, see what comes up.
Okay.
Yes, obviously the security around that. Okay, so I'm going to clear some energies around that.
Thank you.
So are you still there?
Yes, I'm just finished. Right, okay. How do you feel now?
I had a warm sensation now the whole time, and it feels like I've just cooled down.
Wonderful. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're quite stuck in the throat area.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
My pleasure.
You're so welcome. Yeah, thank you for calling in. And I want to remind everyone that, you know, the experience of the pandemic for different people is going to show up differently. You might think that because of the lockdown, everybody should feel isolated, but that is not the case with a lot of people. For example, I did not feel isolated during this pandemic at all, even though we did have a lockdown. So it's going to be different for different people. And I want to read this case study from one of Joe's clients as a reminder that the energy healings that you're receiving right now, you know, even though it's just a couple of minutes, they're powerful. I mean, when you work with Joe, you understand when the results show up. That's when you realize how powerful the work was. So this is from one of her clients who said, Joe has helped me go from struggling financially during the COVID-19 pandemic to manifesting an amazing job opportunity while still under a stay-at-home order. And she goes on to say, I cannot say enough about how my life has changed since working with Joe. I've had many sessions over the past year, but 2020 has been most challenging yet. On April 10th, I had a session with Joe to address the hip and back pain, along with unshakable fear and worry about the unknown, and of course, money. Joe reminded me to have faith and then something would turn up soon. Miraculously, on May 11th, I landed a position making $10K more than what I was asking for. Joe has helped me go from struggling financially during the COVID-19 pandemic to manifesting this amazing job opportunity while still under the stay-at-home order. I'm eternally grateful for all the love and support Joe has provided me. That is really powerful, you guys, because your outside situation doesn't have to change much, but when the energy shifts, the changes are going to be really, really amazing, miraculous, remarkable. So what I want to do now, we will take more callers. So, you know, to find out exactly where your block is, we'll take some more callers. I'm happy to see that, you know, so far the callers that came in, pretty much everybody had a different, slightly different issue. And that's how it works, you know. It could be a small thing that happened in your childhood that lodged as a block and that is keeping you stuck. The beauty of Joe's work is that she basically does multidimensional work and she addresses the blocks on different energetic levels. Now, in the past, what might have happened, because I see a lot of comments that, you know, I've worked with healers on removing financial blocks, subconscious blocks, but haven't really seen much results. Well, it could be that that particular healer may have been an expert on receiving a particular kind of subconscious block. But it, you know, who knows? Maybe you still had stuff in your inner child work, maybe in your soul star chakra, maybe in those different brains that she was talking about, the mammalian, the reptilian, and I forget what the third one is.
Human.
So she, oh yeah, thank you. So she's working on multi-level, it's a multi-level approach. And when she scans you, she can see where the major blocks are. Where are they actually blocking you? So she can zero in and see that and then remove that energetic block. When that block is no longer there, you're a different person. Your energy is different. Your manifesting ability is different. So your experience of wealth and money and financial abundance is going to be very different. It has to be because the energy frequency has shifted. And by the law of frequency, now your new frequency has to be matched by the experience that is going to flow into your life. That's the law of energy. Has to work that way. So
okay.
Let's go ahead and look at this amazing offer, which, by the way, I'm going to give you guys a heads up that when we opened the offer over the weekend, Joe had only 25 one-on-one sessions because she's usually very busy. You know, she's an intuitive medical healer as well. So she's got a lot of sessions. So she opened up 25, and I believe Gretchen, when Gretchen notified me, 20 were gone already. So in order to help you guys on the live call, and I know that some people aren't able to make it to the live call to listen to the replay, we have 25 more, but they are going to go fast. So just giving you guys a heads up. So the link is orderjoy2020.com/prosperity, or press the special offer link on your webcast or later on the replay. I'm going to repeat the link. It's orderjoy2020.com/PROSPERITY, prosperity. All right, so we're going to go ahead and look at this offer with Joe, which is expanding your prosperity consciousness, lead yourself to abundance with conscious awareness, and she has an amazing offer. So, Joe, if you can please go over that offer with for our listeners, that would be great.
Thank you, Ram. I certainly will. Right, okay, so I've got two packages. Package A, which comprises of 6 MP3s and 3 group calls. Now, this 6 MP3s are basically the senses, your five senses plus the sixth sense, which I've found the a lovely title for them, the Ebullient Series, based on a film. So it's the energy of oneness. Now, these I created this specifically to entice your senses to go beyond your, you know, current reality, beyond memories of all of lifetimes, and surrender to a new way of being. Now, the sixth sense, you all know that this is our intuitive part. So that it frees us from the limitations of all those entrenched thought patterns, creating instead full engagement in your passions and dreams. Once this is once you're properly aligned, having gone through all the work and with the universe, you will succeed, and you will succeed all the time, which is what Sarah is doing at the moment. And now, interestingly, the human body sends 11 million bits per second to the brain for processing, which is huge. Yet the conscious mind seems to be able to process only 50 bits per second. Our ears are different compared to the other senses. It's uniquely wired up in our brains to feed into our emotions and memories. This is why some smells, often ones from childhood, are so effective at transporting you back in time. And then, of course, this will sort of help sort of remove any traumas, those childhood traumas, that inner child. So that's the first part. Those are the MP3s. And then we're going to do three group calls. And these group calls will be based around my multifaceted program. So we're doing the inner child awakening and reconnection. We'll address the Hara, life purpose through numerology, nine chakra healing and energy fields, including soul level healing, heart coherence, and resetting the subconscious mind to the conscious mind so that we actually move forward. And this is, I use my unique quantum healing methods throughout. Group one will be held on 1st of October. So here we'll be addressing the root, sacral, and solar plexus chakras, the Hara, and the energetic fields. So we'll work on prosperity clearings and activations around security, poverty, abuse, manipulation, financial mismanagement, power, authority, anxiety, victimhood, contracts, vows, karmas, ancestral, self-esteem, creativity, and power. I will also do an inner child meditation, and you will receive quantum healing to align you to your purpose towards a limitless life. Group two will be held on the 8th of October, and here I'll be dealing with the heart, throat, brow, and crown chakras, and the triune brain. So here we'll be dealing with issues around boundaries, thoughts, beliefs, betrayal, criticism, hardships, sabotage, procrastination, lack, scarcity, addiction, faulty programs, truth, and trust. And also unconditional love and receiving and giving. Lots of people have problems with receiving. And we'll integrate it into your vision, whatever that is. Group call three will be on the 22nd of October, so I've left a fortnight between the two for you to integrate what we've done in calls one and two. Here we'll be dealing with the Earth Star and Soul Star chakras, higher self, divine connection, also the activations and clearings, get to make that divine connection to bring it into real power of co-creation. And reprogram your new money story, your financial potential, your unlimited abundance. And we'll do some different frequency exercises here. Then we can move on to package B. And this includes everything in package A, plus a one-on-one 60-minute call with me, plus a 90-day, for 90 days you'll get an email from me to enable you to, well, to help you basically to embed new habits, new perceptions, and tips to achieve prosperity. And this is one of the things dealing with the triune brain. It takes from 60 to 90 days to embed these new habits, beliefs, etc., to change these habits. So the one-on-one call field will basically I'll scan your field and identify the root cause of your condition and whatever's stopping you from reaching your money goals. And I've got a whole host of tunes, and if I haven't got them, I create them. A lot of my clients already know. So this will reset your body systems, dissolve any structures, releasing emotional, mental, and inner child, heart coherence, past life, ancestral patterns, and all those that are preventing you from reaching your goals. I will also do a life purpose numerology reading to reveal your unique gifts. And basically, we're all different, so no two sessions are alike. So whatever comes for the individual is what, it's their story. And then, as I said, for 90 days, you'll get this email a day. I have also got a quick selling bonus. It's my prosperity generator. So basically, what could show up for you within just 24 hours? Basically, we don't realize our resilience and how resourceful we are. The only restriction on our capacity is to astonish ourselves is our minds. So I've created this MP3 to get your mind out of the way and enable you to connect with your heart so you can manifest something within 24 hours. Here I've embedded a lot of the heart coherence frequencies. And those are my two packages.
Beautiful. And like I said, package B was, we just opened up 25 more, and because we almost sold out of the first 25, so you have those available. And then we have package A, which is at 147 with the powerful group calls plus the MP3s, and then you have the limited time bonus of the Prosperity Generator MP3, which is an awesome offer. And if you wanted to get a one-on-one session with Joe, then package B is just at a slight upgrade, and you'll get everything in A plus the session, plus you'll get the 90-day email manifesting program, a great value for either package, whichever one that you want to, you feel that you resonate with, go ahead and invest, because this could really be it. This could be that turning point for you. Look at all these different people that have reported amazing changes after working with Joe. So this is from Philippa, who said, the ways I deal with my finances are changing both on the level of spending and having a deeper understanding of money and its connection to the whole of me. Another person, Nin G, said, within weeks after a session with Joe, I was able to sell the small business and purchase the dream one and move in. Another person said, Anita said, within a week of my session with Joe, my business surpassed my target for the entire year. Anne said, I connected with my true essence and spread my wings to fly and soar high. That is just so cool. Another person, this is by Tessa. She said she got miracle debt recovery after working with Joe. Another person, I mean, this just goes on and on. This is from Brittany, and she said, I can easily now snap out of survival mode and jump into joy and love and excited to be here and to be alive mode. How cool is that? And Emily said, after an hour of working of speaking or working with Joe, I feel like I am my true self, ready to take on the world and ready to receive all of its abundance. This is just so cool. This is the kind of stuff that people report back when they work with Joe. I mean, this one is really cool by SC, and she said, within 45 minutes of Joe working on my sister, she was able to stand up straight again. This is someone who had a bad fall about 2 years ago and had a number of injuries and medical treatments, physiotherapy, all that fun stuff, and she was still struggling. And within 45 minutes, she was able to stand up straight. Her limp was gone, and she was in no pain. How cool is that? So this is a great offer where Joe is, she's really great, very experienced at helping people release the blocks that are holding them back financially. And just like the other stuff that she does, it's really deep, and it's multidimensional and multi-layered. And that's why these results are so amazing. So make sure you don't miss this opportunity, which is orderjoy2020.com/prosperity, or just press the special offer link. If you have any questions regarding the offers, please message on the webcast, okay? Cool. So let's see. All right. This is by Jana, and she just wrote in. She said, I want to thank Joe for my healing, for healing my difficult chronic disease and situation. I always wonder at how precise her scan and her work is. I also appreciate her more because of her human attitude. I am very blessed to be healed by her. That is really beautiful. Thank you, Jana, for writing that in.
Thank you.
I also am amazed. Yeah, so I am also amazed by how accurate her scans are. I'm also really, she's just really, really good. I wasn't going to talk about it today, but I will bring this up because recently Joe helped me personally because I had some very disturbing news, some concerning news about my dad. And I messaged her and she scanned, and what she reported back to me turned out to be very, very accurate, and thank God everything is okay. But she was just really amazing. And her gentleness and her kindness, of course, is something which is very rare. She's just so loving, so kind. So it's wonderful to work with her. And again, thank you, Joe, for your support and for your kindness during that time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Iran.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so you ready to work with some more people?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to go back to just going down the queue. Area code 847, you are on. 847.
Hi, this is Margaret. How are you?
Hello,
wonderful.
Margaret.
How are you, Margaret?
Good, good. Thanks for taking my call. So I would definitely would like to know what's stopping me. I think my main issue is with being independent and trying to have some income on my own and not relying on my husband's salary. And I guess that has been an issue for a while. So I would love to see how I can heal that.
Yes, certainly. Well, let's see what comes up for you. All right. Yes, we've got the reptilian brain, issues in the reptilian brain. So basically, we need to change that. Yes, I'm also picking up sort of a disconnect in your soul star chakra, which is very important because that's where the real true manifestation at the divine level happens. So let's clear these energies.
Okay.
Hello, Margaret. How are you doing?
Good, good. I definitely felt, because I was really breathing deeply, I could feel some energy moving.
Yes,
so that was really.
Yes, wonderful.
Yes, that was really. Thank you.
Great. Awesome. All right.
Can I move on to the next caller, Joe?
Yes, certainly.
You're done? Okay, cool. Awesome. All right, let's do one more, and that is area code 717. You are on. 717 code. Let's find
yes,
out
hello.
Your
this,
phone
is, this is Diane. Hello, Erin. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Actually, everything you said when you started explaining the whole program, actually, it's like I checked off. That was that. They were all for me. So
oh,
I do have problems manifesting money or keeping money. And when I was little, I was in a grocery store and wanted to buy a barrette or something. I was just a child, and my parents wouldn't give me any money. So I just kind of sunk into myself and just felt like, well, I don't have any money, so I can't buy anything and I can't create it and I just can't. It was one of those where I was stifled. But and I think that kind of plays through my whole life, but and I tend to lose money. I mean, it's just not that I lose it. It's like I save up for things and then I need it for things that just come out of the woodwork, like that I have to pay, like extra bills, just like household bills or medical bills. So I kind of need help. And my self-image and the I don't matter thing are also involved in all of this. I just know it. So.
Right. Okay. Let's see what we can do with that. Right. So again, what I'm picking up is your divine connection.
Okay.
You really need to connect with that, so let's get you connecting with that. So we'll start with, so let's harmonize your relationship with your monad first. So give that a geometric shape and color, and we're going to harmonize your relationship with your monad. Okay, so reduce that to a dot, and beam three colors, a silvery white, a golden, and a rose pink. And then just take a deep breath in. Right, okay. So they've got issues both in the triune, well, in the reptilian as well as the mammalian brain. So I'm going to clear those energies. How are you feeling at the moment?
I feel a little like calmer or lighter or something like that.
You're quite disconnected from that, right? Okay, so let me just clear these energies around those two. Right. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot of energy in my whole solar plexus area. It's just deep in that area. I feel movement of an energy.
Oh, wonderful. Right. Well, be happy to, you know, very honored to work with you.
Awesome. I signed up for your program.
So.
I'm looking forward to it. So, thank you.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. All right. Remember, as I said earlier, and as Joe explained, that you can receive all these energies for yourself as well. It's not just for the people that she's working with. So it's really, really powerful. Now, I want to address a couple of questions on the webcast. So one person wants to know, would this work even though I've had financial issues my entire life?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's unlocking your story and healing those issues.
Beautiful. That is cool. Veronica with a B said, hello, I would like to thank Jo for everything she's done for me. She has healed my birth trauma and has helped me heal in other areas of my life. I've had a rebirth with her and I feel like a different person. People have noticed that I'm a new person that have complimented me on these changes. I've worked with other healers before, and she is really the best. She is amazing, and she cares. I am forever grateful for her. That is so cool.
Thank you, Veronica,
for sending in your question. Very cool. Another person wants to know, what if the block is in your lineage? Do you help does it clear it for the lineage?
I certainly work with that as well.
Very good. Yeah, when we're saying multidimensional and multi-layered, she's literally talking about all of those layers. So I think we have time to take one more caller. And I just want to make sure I got all the questions. Now, actually, I wanted to ask you this, that when they're working with you, Joe, they can also find out what their hidden gifts are, and sometimes finding that leads them to their true wealth, right? Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes. I use numerology, and, you know, it's it's really revealed some fascinating facts about the person. The numbers of your birth and those revealed through the letters in your name actually gives me a lot of information of who you are, which again we need to know that, and where you may be going. When you understand these numbers and their distinct vibrations and meanings, you will know how to best navigate challenges you face and make the most of every opportunity. Basically, we have 9 lessons to learn, represented energetically by numbers 1 to 9. How the lessons resulted is really not important. As long as you know what the lessons mean, how they influence your life, and what you can do to benefit most from them. When you're open to what the numbers teach you, this energy allows you to clear your karma, forgive the past, and transcend to higher levels of awareness, success, and well-being. One of my clients, a very interesting case, Elizabeth, was stuck in a career she absolutely hated, but reluctantly entered it as was her parents' wish. She had a deep longing, practically from when she was very young, to do something quite different, which they categorically disapproved of. What was interesting was the reading totally matched what she desired, you know, what she was longing for. Her heart hurt. She wasn't able to speak up and trust the judgment and make authoritative decisions. So clearing a number of deep-seated issues, including breaking free from a narcissistic mother, she finally found the courage to pursue her dreams, moving home and country to a very new, exciting reality. She's going to make it big. She's going to make a big impression in this world. So just watch this space.
Wow. So exciting. How cool is that? That is just really beautiful. So do you do this reading while in the session with them?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Sorry,
for...
No, sorry. No, I have to work it out all out, and then I'll give them the details.
You'll email
and
it?
I have the session, yes. Well,
then
I'll
you have the session.
Them,
okay,
then,
cool.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah, so that if they have any questions regarding it, then they can ask that during the during
that's
the
right,
session
yes.
with you. All right, so let's take our last caller for today. And then we'll have to say goodbye to Joe, but let's go ahead. And my intention is that this is going to be a good one and someone that's going to really help serve everybody on the call. So, all right. So you pick a number for me, please, Joe, between 1 and 20.
19.
All right. That person is area code 361. You are on.
Hello.
361.
Hi. How are you? Hi.
Wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm dizzy today. I need to find out why I have such dizziness all the time. My inner ear, they say I have my ears, but it just throws my whole balance and vision off.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes, certainly. Well, sorry, what's your name?
Heidi.
Heidi, right. Okay, lovely. Okay, Heidi, let's see what comes up with you. Yes, you've got a contraction in your cervical vertebrae. So let's see if we can, change that. You are resisting the ascension process. We are going through lots of changes, so you need to embrace the feminine energies. I don't know if you can relate to that.
Okay.
Right, okay. So just see where you're... have you got the dizziness at the moment?
Yeah, I have a lot of pain in my neck and shoulders and... The dizziness, yes, I do.
Right, okay. Right, I'm working on it as I speak to you. Hi, Heidi. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I feel a little less dizzy. I feel like I can focus now a little more. My eyes.
Right.
Great.
Okay. Because that's you could do with a session to release some more because there's lots going on.
Okay.
And
that's
perhaps
this
because
should
she's
continue
feeling
working
that,
and change a little, change more.
Yeah. And what we can do is, Heidi, if you decide to go ahead with the session, just make sure you email customer support, and we'll make sure you get in a faster appointment so that you can get this taken care of. I can't imagine what it feels like to have, you know, that kind of dizziness in one's life all the time.
Yeah.
So, wow, this was really fantastic, and I don't think we have any more questions. I just want to thank you, Joe, for an amazing, amazing time, your wisdom, and for putting this amazing package together, which is, I know, is going to create tons of amazing stories. And what great timing for it, because that's what people need right now, you know, because of many people having lost their jobs and not knowing what the future holds. This is the exact time where we need to get so rooted, so grounded in ourselves, in our sovereignty, because frankly, everything outside of self, the outside circumstances change all the time. Future predictability is nothing but an illusion. But when you're rooted and grounded in your inner strength, you are always creating a reality that is beneficial to you. So this is the time to do it, you guys, because everything is in a flux. And it seems like, oh, things have changed, everything is in a flux. No, it's just become more apparent. It's just more obvious now. The truth is just more obvious. Because the truth is, things are always in flux. They're always changing. We don't ever have control. Our brain likes to think that it does, but we don't. And there is no future predictability ever. It's just become very loud and very clear right now. So that's triggering people. That's generating fear. And we need to heal that fear. Otherwise, remember, wherever your focus and attention is, that is what you're going to be manifesting. So take care of your own energy. This is the time for energy hygiene. If this pandemic has taught us one thing, it is that it's all within you. Go within, connect, connect, connect. Develop that very strong connection with the divine, with yourself. Claim that sovereign space, and you will see that life will be magnificent. And that's truly what this is. I mean, the promise is coming true. For those of us that understand this principle, who have been practicing it, and it does take practice, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. If your default mechanism, default behavior is to rely on the brain and the ego and the projections of the ego, then that is what you're going to do. And so it needs a little bit of training, you guys, to train to now behave and act differently. And even those of us that thought that we behaved differently before are learning that not quite. You know, everybody has to flex this muscle. Everybody has to strengthen this muscle right now. You know, I've learned some very interesting lessons about myself, and I'm having to do this too, that every time, put your attention and focus back on God, back on the divine, back on the universe. Everything is in the hands of God. I mean, you can call it God or universe or, you know, divine energy, but that's what it is all about, right? So connect, connect, connect. Get cleared from all those blockages, because what are those blocks? That's basically any falsehood that is creating separation. That's what it is. And when you remove that falsehood, what is left? Truth. And love, because there is no more any separation, right? That's so beautiful. That's just lovely. You know, and I'm reminded of a beautiful quote by Rumi, and many misunderstand it because they think, you know, they think it's about doing something or, you know, taking action to remove obstacles to love. But Rumi said, your job is not to find love. Your job is to look within and find all the obstacles to love and remove them. So those obstacles are the ones that I'm talking about, the blocks, the lies, the illusions that are holding your energy kind of, you know, in a blocked state. When those are removed, only truth is left. And truth is love, it is light, it is unity. And that's beautiful. And that's what you're doing, Joe. You're just really just healing us from those, the darkness of an untruth, and bringing truth and healing into our hearts. So beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Ren. And
yes, absolutely.
Yes. And I also want to acknowledge. Yes, I also want to acknowledge what you're doing, you know, bringing it out there to so many people, you know, on the global scale.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm blessed and I'm honored to be able to do this work. And again, much, much love and my gratitude to you, dearest Joe, always. And guys, again, I'm going to tell you guys, you can, if you're sensitive to energy, you can sense this beautiful, gentle heart that Joe has, but make no mistake, the strength of her energy work, the strength of her healing is powerful. It's really very strong. My daughter Natasha loves Joe, and if she needs anything, she doesn't even ask me. She messages Joe directly and she works with her. I personally work with Joe as well. I can tell you with 100% confidence that whatever type of work you want to do with Joe, and she agrees to do it with you, she is not going to disappoint you. She's really high in integrity, and she holds that, you know, it's of high value to her. So, and of course, her heart is just so beautiful. She wants to help. She wants to help people heal. So make sure if you've been resonating with everything, and if financial abundance is one of your challenges right now, you owe it to yourself to give Joe a try. Give this a try. Invest in yourself. Take the action. Move out of this blockage and whatever is holding you back, so we can see what amazing gifts you were born with and the gifts that you're going to share with the world. So much love, all of you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Much love to you again, Joe. Take care, and we will be talking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.